Well, hundreds of people have descended on the scorched earth near Tumbler Ridge in search of valuable fungi. Trent Ernst is the editor of the Tumbler Ridge News, and he's with me this morning to talk about this. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Russell.
So what's going on in the woods?
Well, I guess it was close to a month ago that we started hearing rumors around town that there were mushroom pickers out at the burn sites. Last year, as you probably recall, there was a major fire that roared through just kind of east of us, about 100 kilometers, and kind of pushed all the way into the Alberta over the Alberta boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the first year after a fire is always the best time for picking mushrooms, and there's rumors of anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people out there right now.
My goodness. And so they're looking for a very specific type of mushroom, I understand. Something called morels?
They're called morels. They grow all over the place throughout BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, down into the States. And, you know, you can find them just out wandering through the woods. But right now, you know, what happens is when the fire goes through, it burns off all the chuff that's fallen on the ground. It burns off all the cover. And it gives these mushrooms a chance to grow. So instead of finding one or two, you'll find hundreds and thousands just growing up there. And it's only in the first, you know, sort of June, July, August, after the year of the fire. You know, next year there's not going to be anybody out there.
My goodness. What makes these particular mushrooms so special?
Well, they're really popular in Europe. And they've been, you know, people have been foraging for mushrooms there for hundreds of years. And so there's been a market there for a long, long time for these type of mushrooms, plus, you know, pines, portobellos, stuff like that. But there's kind of two things that's been driving the market. One, about 5 or 6 years ago, they became TV famous. So they started to show up on all the TV shows. So in North America, people started to go, ooh, what are these? Let's start using these. So they've developed a strong popularity in North America. And two, the other reason why they're so popular is because there hasn't really been a way to grow them. You know, so your traditional button mushrooms, you have places where you can grow them. They really haven't cracked how to plant these things and have them grow in an area reliably. So This is the best way to find them, is to go out there and harvest them.
So it's essentially people just kind of following forest fires to look for these things? I mean, is it pretty much a guarantee that you see a forest fire, you're going to see these morels mushrooms showing up after the fact?
Yeah, it's not 100% guaranteed that you'll have quite as good a harvest as this is. You know, there was when I went out to this fire, they were talking about the fire that happened up in the Northwest Territories, and they were saying, man, it's, you know, you would have thought it would be really good because it was really big burn, but just the conditions weren't right. It was too hot, it was too dry, but over the last month there's been a bit more rain, and now there's this talk about that fire suddenly becoming really good. So you will find these types of mushrooms, but it's kind of a bit more rare to have quite such a harvest that's happening right now. Usually the harvest lasts for 4 to 6 weeks. They're talking, you know, they started in May, and they're talking, if the weather holds out, that this could last until August.
You've been out picking yourself, eh?
I spent a day out at the burn. I was talking to a bunch of people out there, just writing a story, and so I went out with one of the pickers, who was just this absolute character, and we went out into the bush, and as he's picking, and he's kind of telling me where to look for mushrooms, I'm starting to, you know, point out mushrooms that he's missing as he's walking along. So having, you know, spent an hour or two with him, as I was walking back, I decided, I wonder what it's like. So I stopped and pulled out my keys, because, you know, normally you have a little plastic knife or something sharp to cut these mushrooms because you don't want to damage them. So I got down on the ground and I harvested about a dozen or so on my way back. But I went back to the mushroom buyers and, you know, 12 mushrooms would have netted me a buck, and that was, you know, 3 minutes' work.
Wow. And so the buyers are there, too?
The buyers are there, too. So it's kind of like a traveling music festival without the music. You know, you've got all these people who sort of follow these buyers around, who go to these fires where they think there's going to be a good harvest. Now, of course, morels, as I said, they only grow, well, they don't only grow, but they grow best after a forest fire. So they're set up to chase these forest fires. Earlier in the season when they're harvesting pines out by Prince Rupert, or later in the season when they're in Saskatchewan, you know, they'll set up in these specific locations and people will just sort of scatter and go find them. But here, they've got to go to the fire.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can't really set up, you know, say there's a central buying station out by Prince George. If the fire is in Tumbler Ridge, that's a five-hour drive just to go there and sell mushrooms. And while it's a lucrative harvest, right now they're selling for about $8 a pound. It, you know, it isn't quite as lucrative to, you know, it isn't drive to Prince George 5 hours a day lucrative.
It's a bit of a cash infusion, though, for the town, I guess, eh?
Yeah, there's, you know, as you know, the mines have closed down. So there's not everybody, but there's this core group of people who are going, well, you know, this could be fun. You know, I'm off work. I have nothing to do. So I've got a bunch of friends who are going out there, not, you know, spending the entire summer. They're going out there for a week and picking, or for a few days and picking. So they're going out there and they're actually making some money. And, you know, I'm not going to say that they're going to declare it on their taxes or not, but there is a sense of, from some of the pickers that I've talked to, there's a bit of a, you know, screw the man type attitude out there. But as well as, you know, those pickers that are out there are coming to town to buy stuff, to have a shower, because it's like a post-apocalyptic landscape out there. You know, the entire forest is black, and you've got these people who can't wear bug spray. And, you know, and there's these clouds of mosquitoes, and so there's these mosquitoes landing on their faces, and they're taking their blackened hands and slapping their faces, and they just... They look either like coal miners or extras in a post-apocalyptic movie.
Fun times. All right, well, we'll see what kind of impact it has this year. Trent, thanks so much for joining us on Daybreak this morning.
Not a problem.
Trent Ernst is editor of the Tumbler Ridge News. He wrote about moral madness for the newspaper, and you can read that story by following the links on our Facebook or Twitter pages. You can also Google Tumbler Ridge News.